Enbridge has been pretty clear in its position that they have the financial wherewithal to cover their liabilities, just as they did in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And they are prepared to stand behind any environmental incident. I think what I saw was a Public Utilities Commission that often disagreed with the Department of Commerce's position in these 4 years of this project, and in fact denied reconsideration that the Department of Commerce tried to suggest was appropriate. So all in all, Bill, what I observed today from a layperson standpoint was once again a very thoughtful commission, having had significant deliberations on the certificate of need, spent a large amount of time talking about some of the conditions on that certificate, and coming to a mutually agreeable position with the company in the best interests of the citizens of Minnesota.
I think it's fair to say that there's going to be legal action that's going to come out of this by the opponents of it. That's not surprising. But what do you think that the governor-elect's position should be on this? What would you like to see him do specifically?
Well, what we've seen from Governor-elect Walz is a general support of the Line 3 project. And in fact, I joined several supporters and made a stop at his transition offices, delivering hundreds of signed comment cards from supporters that have been collected along the pipeline route. We wanted to be sure the Governor-elect and Lieutenant Governor-elect Flanagan heard from the supporters of this project, heard from local county commissioners, heard from labor, and heard from the business community that our next governor and its administration should be standing behind this project, as they've made those statements even through the campaign.